Sweet Candace Loss has a testimony for us today.
Good morning. I don't have the gift of beautiful words and expressing the Lord's goodness in like a really wonderful way. And I've been praying that the Lord would give me the language to be able to do it. And I don't feel like I quite have the language yet. So right now I'm going to read words from David because I feel like my spirit bears witness with it so much. And then I'll give the personal side of the testimony. So I'm going to read a whole chapter. And I know sometimes it's easy to kind of tune out, know it's going, but just really, I feel like there's a blessing in it. So I feel like really just lean in and listen to each word. Lord, I'm bursting with joy over what you've done for me. My lips are full of perpetual praise. I'm boasting of you and all your works. So let all who are discouraged take heart. Join me, everyone. Let's praise the Lord together. Let's make him famous. Let's make his name glorious to all. Listen to my testimony. I cried to God in my distress, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Gaze upon him. Join your life with his, and joy will come. Your faces will glisten with glory. You'll never wear the shame face again. When I had nothing, desperate, defeated, I cried out to the Lord and he heard me, bringing his miracle deliverance when I needed it most. The angel of the Lord stooped down to listen as I prayed, encircling me, empowering me, and showing me how to escape. He will do this for everyone who fears God. Drink deeply of the pleasures of God. Experience for yourself the joyous mercies he gives to all who turn to hide themselves in him. Worship in awe and wonder, all you who've been made holy. For all who fear him will feast with plenty. Even the strong and the wealthy grow weak and hungry. But those who passionately pursue the Lord will never lack any good thing. Come, children of God, and listen to me. I'll share the lessons I've learned of fearing the Lord. Do you want to live a long, good life, enjoying the beauty that fills each day? Then never speak a lie or allow wicked words to come from your mouth. Keep turning your back on every sin and make peace your life motto. Practice being at peace with everyone. The Lord sees all we do. He watches over his friends day and night. His godly ones receive the answers they seek whenever they cry to him. But the Lord has made up his mind to oppose evildoers, to wipe them and even their memory of them from the face of the earth. Yet when holy lovers of God cry out to him with all their hearts, the Lord will hear them and come to rescue them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to all whose hearts are crushed by pain, and he is always ready to restore the repentant one. Even when bad things happen to the good and godly ones, the Lord will save them and not let them be defeated by what they face. God will be your bodyguard to protect you. When trouble is near, not one bone will be broken. So there's a beautiful way of saying it. So ever since Addie's been born, to make a huge long story really, really short, I've had very bad anxiety problems, and I didn't know if it was anxiety causing physical health problems or if it was a health problem causing anxiety problems. There's been so much seeking, so much crying out, so much everything. And I'm just thankful that through it all, like, because there's seasons where the Lord is kind of quiet and you don't hear a lot, but through this season, he has never been quiet. There's always been a word from his written word, from his rhema word, from the prophetic, from people. He has always had a word, and I feel like I've truly learned what it means that man does not live on bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of his mouth, because every day it's like, Lord, what are you saying? And when these things would happen and I'd feel these weird episodes, like I would try rebuking it. Okay, I'm going to wake up early. I'm going to spend more time with you. Okay, I won't get on social media. Okay, I'll fast. Okay, I mean, everything. I tried everything. And it's like the thing that helped is like it said this word, gaze upon him, join your life with his, and joy will come. And it took that gazing, that joining, that being in his presence, and then victory would come. But it got to be really bad the end of August, beginning of September, and we decided, like, I have to go to the doctor. Like, I thought something was wrong with my heart, and So we went, and he discovered that I had a heart murmur, which I wasn't terribly worried about, just surprised that at 37 I just found out. But so I got a heart sonogram done, and it came back fine, but it did confirm that I had the murmur. And I got EKG, it was fine, but they had me do a heart monitor, and I wore that for a while. And in the midst of all this, we're just every day crying out for healing. What are you teaching, Lord? I know that there's so much to learn through suffering and through the pain, and so much learned. But then I got the results back a week ago, Thursday, and he's like, it's not in your head. It's called atrial tachycardia, and so I want you to see a cardiologist. So strangely, in that last week, I had more peace than I had been fighting it all this other time. And I go for walks with the Lord on Sundays, just me and him, and they're just life-giving and so good. And I was just telling him, I'm like, Lord, I just want to go to this appointment. I want to have peace. I don't want to worry. And I want to just go into that place and him say, I'm not worried about it. I don't think it's any big deal. Because when I looked it up, it made it sound like either you're going to be on heart medication or you're going to have some sort of heart surgery. And it's like, I just didn't feel like that was God's plan for me. And so I said, I'd like to go in there and him say he's not very concerned. And I said, Lord, I'd even like him to say the heart murmur's gone. And I just kind of started laughing. And I'm like, Lord, I can so see that happening. And I'm just like walking on the road, just laughing. And I'm like, let it be so, Lord. And I said, if that is so, I will praise you in front of the doctor. And I will get up on Sunday and proclaim your goodness. So we go to the appointment Wednesday. And I'm sitting in this cardiologist with a bunch of old men and a couple old ladies holding Addie. And then I just felt the Spirit say, just pray for everyone here in the room. So I went around, quietly prayed for everyone in the room. We go back. They did the EKG. Then the doctor comes in. He's looking over all the papers. And he basically said, yes, there's a few extra beats and stuff, but he's not that worried about it. He's like, if you want to drink a cup of coffee, you can, because I'd been avoiding all caffeine. He's like, if you want to run, which I'd been avoiding, he's like, you can do that too. So he wasn't too concerned. So we were like happy. And I was praying the whole time, like, Lord, give this man wisdom, because I don't want him to overreact and do a bunch of more tests, but I don't want him to be careless either. Just whatever your will, let it be done here today. And then he's like, at the very end, he's like, okay, I'm going to listen to your heart. And he's like listening, and he's moving around everywhere. And it felt like it's taking forever. I'm like, oh no, it's taking forever. And then he's like, well, quite frankly, I don't even hear a heart murmur today. He's like, I guess you're cured. So I said, praise God. And here I am proclaiming God's goodness and faithfulness.
Yes. That's so good. So good. So good. Praise the Lord. The Lord uses means. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that Paul told Timothy, take a little wine for your stomach. Because sometimes he uses a means like that to confirm his goodness. So we know how to pray and exactly what to pray for, and then brings the healing in Jesus' name. So good. So blessed.